the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. And what a pleasure today. We have Tamara Goldbogen with us, who is co-director and also playwright, and co-director Sam Torich with us. And we're going to be talking about Alice, which is inspired by Alice in Wonderland, but a very different production. And we also have cast members here who you'll meet in a moment, as well as the musical director. But let's start by saying hello to Tamara. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's also get your let's get your microphone adjusted a little differently, since somebody apparently was sitting here besides me. Now I'll be able to hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Much better.
Yes, a little bit better, huh? Tell us a little bit, first of all, just about the theater company involved here. You know, this is a triumphant, I think, re-energization of Pitt's theater for youth. And we talked about this last year with Tomato Plant Girl. And, you know, it keeps getting better and better. Let's talk a little bit about this revitalization that's occurring.
Absolutely. Alice is really exciting because we have undergraduates and graduate students that have collaborated. And Alice sort of takes theater for young audiences at the University of Pittsburgh to the next level. We've really enjoyed having Buddy working with us live. It's a completely new play. So we've been doing a lot of rewrites as on the fly, which has been exciting for the cast. It, like you said, it's a completely new adaptation inspired by Alice in Wonderland.
And you wrote this, right?
Yes, I did, with Amelia Anderson.
And why?
The story of Alice, I think, is a really appealing story. And it can has the ability to appeal to a wide range of audience members, which is really what we're trying to do. We want to make sure we're serving our – we're in a university setting, so we want to appeal to those people. But we also are really trying to, like you said, boost our theater for young audiences, invite young people to the University of Pittsburgh, and to let them know that we do do work for the younger audiences.
Now, some folks might – think, oh wow, the Tim Burton film is coming out, and Tamara, oh well, you know, she planned this all, this perfect storm. I think I've got to believe that's somewhat coincidental, if not extremely coincidental, because there's long lead times for both creating a play and for the movie, but how wonderful that that's happened at the same time.
It has. It's turned into some nice sort of marketing and PR for us. It was a complete coincidence. When, you know, a year and a half ago, when we decided to sort of embark on the adaptation of Alice, I did some research and saw on the internet that Tim Burton was, there was something in the works. And I thought, huh, I wonder how the timing of that's going to work out. And here we are.
Well, it's just great to have you here. Let's meet the actors. Then we'll talk with Buddy, and then we'll have you set up the scene for us. And why don't we go all the way over to the right. I want to be sure. Yes, it looks like our other mics are about where they ought to be. And could you just introduce yourself to everybody and tell us a little bit about yourself and the role you have in the play? It'll be easy, I promise.
I'm Martel Manning, undergraduate at the University of Pittsburgh. I play the role of the White Rabbit. So I run around like a chicken with his head cut off for a good 82 minutes for your viewing pleasure.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
And you came out of Pitt for its theater program, or are you a theater major?
Oh, yeah, I'm a theater major.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, it's just terrific to have you here. What made you interested in drama? I'm just curious. Did you know this was something you wanted to do from when you were very young? Or?
It was an accident.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
A friend convinced me to do it my junior year of high school, and then I couldn't get away from it.
That's something. What was the play or musical?
Grease. Oh boy.
And what part?
I was Vince Fontaine, the radio DJ.
I love it. Do you want to sit over here? That's just terrific. And then I gather you stayed on with the senior musical.
I had stuck with it. And then I got to college. I took a semester off from it. And I was like, you know what? I really love doing this stuff. So I kept going.
Well, that's really fantastic to hear that story. Anything else you'd like to mention? Okay.
Well, I'm good.
Well, Martel Manning is done. And next, I think we have David Peterson next to him. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's correct.
I have good notes today. That's good. And David, what roles do you play?
I'm playing the father and the queen of hearts.
Ah, and tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you also an undergrad? Or?
I'm a first-year graduate student here at Pitt in the PhD program.
And where from originally?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Ah, I have a few songs about Saginaw, Michigan. That's where all of the steering wheels were made and all the steering, right?
The Saginaw plant. The Delphi
There were Saginaw, I don't know, is it still open? I don't even know if they still do that.
Oh, they always seem to be...
reshifting around stuff. And you can all hold up your hand and, David will show you exactly where on the palm of Michigan you live.
Right
there he is. It's sort of right by your lifeline in the middle of it there or to the right of your thumb. Now, what does a PhD in theater do?
We do research on topics of various interests. In our department, we have a large interest in memory and cognitive psychology and how that relates to theater. So those are some of the issues that we've been exploring in the department.
How cool. That's a very interesting... you don't think about that intersection of psychology and theater. So that's great. Anything else you want to mention about your role or about the play while we have a moment?
It's been a very fun and group-focused process throughout, so it's been great.
Oh, terrific. Well, let's meet our next person who's here. Now I have a one of two chance. This is, we have two, it's either Christy or Julianne. I'm going to guess Julianne.
You are correct.
I'm correct. Hi, Julianne.
Hi.
And, I'm fine, thanks. Tell me a little bit about your role in the play.
I play Alice in Alice, so that's pretty exciting. I'm an undergraduate as well at Pitt, and this has just been a blast so far. So.
I'll bet. Where are you from originally?
I'm from 84, Pennsylvania. Not too far, but pretty rare to think of. But.
So many people assume that if you're going to Pitt, you're from around here, which is one reason I'm asking these questions. We have somebody from Washington County, mm-hmm. and somebody from Philly, and somebody from Michigan. And there are people from Pittsburgh going to Pitt, too. What got you interested in theater?
Oh, gosh. Well, my sister did it in middle school, and I watched her and was like, that's really cool. I want to do that. And so I did that, and I played Gandalf the Grey in The Hobbit, which, oddly enough, sparked my interest and kept me going and, you know, did some apprenticeships in high school and that kind of stuff. So it's just couldn't get away from it, just like Martel.
What do you think? What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
What do you think people would surprise people about a curriculum where you study drama so that people would be surprised at who, you know, haven't done it themselves?
The program at Pitt?
Yeah.
What I think is great about it is that it is a liberal arts program. It's not a conservatory setting where you really focus on one particular aspect of theater. We really get our hands dirty and, you know, we take stage management classes and set design classes and all of that. And it's really nice just to be able to know that you are able to do so many things. So when you do go out there after I graduate, I'll be able to, you know, get work doing a variety of things, which is a nice comfort in our department.
And that's a good point, too. There are a lot of musical and drama conservatories where you are maybe a little less well-rounded when you emerge. I'm glad you brought that up. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think...
Okay.
That's it.
Well, in that case, let's meet Christy Good, who's right next to you. We'll
Good
just
morning.
Pass that. Hello. And you know the drill by now.
You're
to tell us your Pitt status and where you're from first.
Sure. Like Dave, I am a first-year PhD student in the theater arts program. I'm originally from Lancaster, but I hail most recently from Philadelphia.
Now, you can tell because she said Lancaster.
Yes.
That's the way you say it if you're from there. You don't say Lancaster.
You do not.
You say Lancaster. It's kind of like the Carnegie thing in reverse. What's your PhD program focused on?
I'm interested in an Irish writer, Sebastian Barry, and all of the sort of trauma of his characters and how that relates, you know, to many different things. Cognitive science, like Dave said, is something that we really focus on in memory. So that's what I'm looking at.
Well, how cool. And you are playing what?
I play Alice's mother, and I also play the Red King of Hearts, as well as many other Wonderland characters.
Yeah, I just realized David is playing the Queen. You know, David is playing the Queen of Hearts and a father, and you're playing the King of Hearts, which is
kind of a beautiful juxtaposition.
Anything you'd like to add?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. That was Christy saying hi. And you guys, did you want to say hi to people? Because you should.
I think my parents are probably sitting on a couch somewhere listening.
Well, I hope. You guys want to say hi to Christy's mom?
Hi, Christy's mom.
Say hi to my mom.
Here we go.
She's great.
Yeah. Now, let's meet co-director Sam Torich. And
hi.
Sam, you probably have a little bit to add, but you're on the faculty at Pitt?
Or? I am. I'm a teaching artist on the faculty of the theater department. And I wanted to add something to what Julianne said. Because all of the majors in our department are required to not only take classes in things like stage management and introduction to design, they all work backstage on the various productions. And that's at every level of their time as undergraduates. So Martel, who's here, who plays the White Rabbit, and Ruffin Prentice, who's another actor in our show who plays the Mouse, both spent a big part of last semester pushing me around in a coffin in the production of Count Dracula that we did on the main stage.
I'm glad you added that last clause.
Yeah. And it gave me a chance to get to know them sort of backstage, which really helped with this process because I felt like I knew them a little bit better. I'd worked with them a little bit. Even though they weren't working as actors. And they've both done tremendous work as actors in this show, which I could have only guessed at from their coffin-pushing abilities.
How large is the theater department undergraduates per class? Do you have a rough estimate of size?
If I guessed, I'd probably be wrong. Do you have any idea?
We have about 150 majors.
Okay, across undergrad and graduate or...
Yeah.
Okay, that's a sense of scale. That's all I was really looking for. So you really can have a lot of camaraderie among a group. And that's another myth about Pitt, I think, that it's a big, huge place where you're going to get lost. But when you're divided up into departments and majors, that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important that people understand that. Are you still doing the Red Eye, the 24-hour writing sessions?
That still happens, yeah.
We need, in this... it's just a terrific thing, right, where people, they've got 24 hours to write a play from scratch.
That's right. I've got several groups at once. Has anybody here ever done it? Yeah. The hands are up, yes. Three hands are up around the table.
And I think that's a terrific program. I guess it's, you have 24 hours. You have to, I forget, do you stage the play within
we
that
do.
Period
the,
too?
The playwrights write overnight,
mm-hmm.
and then in the morning... We hand over the scripts to a cast and a director, and they rehearse all day and perform it at 8 o'clock that night.
When will that be done next, you know? That's okay if you don't offhand.
Yeah, I don't. We do have one coming up, though.
Make sure you let us know, because we'd love to help you talk about that more. If you're just joining us, these are members of the theater department at the University of Pittsburgh. We're getting ready to do a preview of Alice. And Buddy Nutt is the other person who's here. And Buddy, it's great to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
This collaboration between you and Pitt is just superb. And can you explain a little bit about what you've done here for the play?
Well, I wrote the music, but I'm not the only one performing it. The cast is actually rotating in and out of the band. And the band is on stage, and we have tons of unique instruments that we're using, and you know that I've done my solo act here before, but it's been a real blast playing with other live musicians, and I've been astounded by the talent and flexibility of this cast. In addition to learning all their puppetry and lines and everything else they have to learn, circus feats, they've managed to also just pick up these instruments and within, 20 or 30 minutes be able to play whatever I'm asking them to play.
Now, what are some of the instruments that you've incorporated into the music for the play?
Well, we have an accordion player, and we have a sitar player, and some of the instruments I brought are, of course, my musical saw, some organ and different percussion, and a set of water-tuned wine glasses that Christy's playing, as am I. And, we have a bandstand built into this set.
Nice.
And it's elevated, and and it doesn't spin around or have any hydraulic lifts. I thought it would, but still really neat.
If you need hydraulic lifts, Martel has a grease connection.
Oh, really?
It could make that work. I also want to find out if Christy can play wine-tuned water glasses instead of water-tuned wine glasses.
I'm like,
I don't know, Christy. I've never tried, but it could be a good party trick.
Well, it's got to be terrific to for you to do this.
It absolutely is, yeah. And like I said, I'm just astounded by the talent of these guys. And I guess like they were talking about with the – maybe it has something to do with the – how they're, learning all of these stagecraft aspects of it in their program, or maybe it's just that theater attracts people of above average intelligence and good looks and all of that.
And if you're tuned in, Buddy meant that from the audience side as well as the performer side. He's including you in
that. Of course,
yeah. Got your back here, buddy. Okay, well, thank you. That's all we have time for. No, we have a scene. We have a scene here. And Buddy, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Yeah, it's just a great show, and I had a lot of fun, and I think the audience will too. So.
Thank you. And let's have Tamara set up the scene. I wanted to be sure we got a chance to meet all of you before the scene. And what are we going to hear exactly? What do we need to know as we get ready here?
Great. You're going to hear the very top of the show. We're going to start off with the opening song. The entire ensemble comes out onto the stage. They're a motley crew of circus performers in the beginning. And they're going to sort of give the intro, and then we'll go right into the first scene, and we'll go all the way till Alice jumps down the hole.
Okay, so here it's our pleasure. It opens this Wednesday night and runs through April 3rd. I'll tell you more about it, but it's right at the Cathedral of Learning where the Studio Theater is. You know where that is. Here they are, most of the cast of Alice.
To a place that features all manner of creatures.
The only sense they make is the nonsense they sow. Down, 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 Alice fell into the Queen's little town. She drank some funny liquid, ate cake and swam in an ocean, and vowed to turn the Queen's frown upside down. Alice, Alice, do you know the story of Alice? A polite girl, a pretty girl. Alice, Alice, a smart girl, a stubborn girl. Alice, Alice, everybody knows the story of Alice. Nobody knows the story of Alice. Some people think They know the story, but we know the real story of Alice. We know the real story of Alice now, because we were there. This is the story of Alice.
Bravo. Well done. And because I know this was such a busy time with the play, getting ready. And thank you for being here so early on a Saturday for theater people. And the show opens March 24th, which is coming up this Wednesday, runs through April 3rd. And let's see, it's play.pitt.edu is the best place to go, or you can phone 412-64.